and other civilians are held from their wrists with a hard iron handcuffs. What can they do in such a case? They have to somehow, I wouldn't say submit, they have to take into consideration the hundreds of thousands of people displaced from their homes. The other thing is that we wanted really to have an international guarantor coverage of this agreement, because we got used to Russia not honoring any agreement taking place. They just strike an agreement and they violate it or breach it automatically.
Do you see this reported deal in the south of Syria as a turning point for your revolution? For what?
I don't think so, because the Syrian revolution wasn't military in the first place. It was a political one. It just asked for some freedom, for a dosage of oxygen. But it was faced with bullets.
And do you, the Free Syrian Army, of course, from very early on, had received support from the West, including the United States. The United States, you know, recently made it clear in saying to the rebels in the South that you should not base your decisions on the assumption or an expectation of a military intervention by the United States. Did you and your colleagues feel abandoned?
Well, of course, all Syrians are abandoned, not only the Free Syrian Army. From the very beginning, they denied the Free Syrian Army to defend itself from things that could deal with jets, with airplanes that bombard people. That was the decision of the United States in the first place. Later on, they aided the Free Syrian Army, but with all sorts of conditions. And when Al-Ghouta was under bombardment, the people of the south wanted to come to the rescue.
On the outskirts of Damascus.
Yes. At that time, the United States sent a message to those, do not provoke the regime or the Russians. You have signed a de-escalation agreement, so you do not interfere. And when the Russians and the regime invaded the south, they said to them, we have nothing to do with this. So this is a full abandonment. And actually, not only the United States, the so-called friends of Syria at a particular point always announced that they are free friends of the Syrian people, but when it comes to reality, they just help us in words.
Now, the U.S. still has, as you know, some 2,000 troops in northeastern Syria. They're still helping the Kurds. Do you think they will soon withdraw that support as well?
They are just serving their own interests to tease Turkey at a particular point. So the interests of international powers are the ones that are playing in Syria, not Syrians, and nobody cares about them. This is the problem. Trump said at a particular point he would withdraw them. So they are playing a policy that doesn't care about human rights, doesn't care about people, and it cares only about promoting the interests of those powers at the expense of Syrian blood and Syrian uprooting, displacement, refugee, etc.
And if this reported deal holds and the Syrian government then takes back the territories in the south, as you know, this will mean that there's very little of Syrian land which will be controlled by the rebels. Do you think that the military battles, this part of the war, will soon be over?
I don't think so. Well, probably people's resistance would be different from the way it is now. The Free Syrian Army understood that it is not equal in power to the power of the regime, especially when it just used the Iranian militias and when it used the air bombardment of a superpower. But it could be civil resistance. Nobody from those areas which were liberated by Syrians, wanted the regime to continue. It cannot be rehabilitated. People realize, and the world realizes, that the continuity of the regime is the best prescription for the continuation of tension, for terrorism, of Iranian expansion, for chaos in this region. This is our understanding, but the world has to develop this understanding so that the Syrian tragedy can come to an end.
And that was Syrian opposition spokesman Yahya Aridi. Just one last word on the World Cup. The hosts, Russia, have been knocked out in a penalty shootout with Croatia. That means Croatia will now play England in the semifinals. That's all from us at NewsHour.
You're listening to Listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Sound Lab on until 8 p.m. and from 8 to 9, the Grateful Dead Hour. DJ Winter here in the studio with you. We just heard Motion by an artist named Gold Mund off of the album SMM Context. It's a rainy day out there, so I have some slower songs for tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze. Swirling clouds in a violet haze. Reflecting Vincent's eyes of china blue. Colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain. Weathered faces lined in pain. Are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen. They could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight, on that starry, starry night, you took your life. life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, the silver thorn and the bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never thank you.
The KGNU Board of Directors reminds listeners that all our board meetings are open to the public. The KGNU Board of Directors meets at 6 p.m. on the second Monday of every month. We also have a Community Advisory Board that meets twice a year. All meeting dates, times, and locations are posted in advance on our website, kgnu.org. You can also get more information on KGNU board meetings by calling 303-449-4885 during business hours or by sending an email to board@kgnu.org.
Listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. DJ Winter here for an hour with you, DJing Sound Lab. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. In the background here, we're hearing the sounds of Christina Van Zuu. This song is called 11 Generations of My Father. She is a Kansas City, Missouri-born composer and filmmaker, and she now lives in Brussels, Belgium. That was off of the album SMM Context. And before that, we heard a beautiful piano track by the artist Kiefer Shackelford. That song is called Akasha Piano, and it's on the album Akasha. We also heard a new release from James Blake. That was his song Vincent, and that was actually a cover of Don McLean's song Vincent, written about the artist Vincent van Gogh. Up next, we're going to hear a song from an artist named Greg Hines. This is off of his album Digressions, and this is his song Caden Cotard.
Bandwagon Magazine is a local music resource in Northern Colorado. Bandwagon Magazine offers reviews of local bands, interviews with the latest touring acts, and more. Bandwagon Magazine is available at local magazine racks in Northern Colorado and online at bandwagmag.com.
Here from an artist named Bedroom Disco. This song is called Simple Lullaby.
Thank you. KGNU Summer Fun Drive will take place July 10th through July 15th. Your donation to KGNU right now in advance of the drive will help us reach our goal sooner so we can focus on making waves for another 40 years. Just go to kgnu.org or call 303-449-4885 to make your donation and feel good about the programming you support. Your support makes everything we do possible. That's kgnu.org.
Here from the 1970s, an electronic song by an artist named Maman Sani Etson Org. The song is called Tunan. Music out of Africa, electronic music from the 1970s, and I gotta say, it still sounds really great, and that is just a testament to what a great melody this is. And the album cover shows the instrument used to make this track, and it's very old school, and I mean, it still rocks today, so I guess good music is timeless. Technology changes, but those melodies and good music is truly timeless. We're going to hear a new song just came on in the background by an artist named Fort Rameau. This is a newer electronic song, brand new release here. This song is called Pablo. Thank you. What a song. That is Pablo by Fort Rameau. And going to highlight another brand new release hot off the press out yesterday by an artist named Suarvi. This is off of his album Anti-Anxiety. And this is the song Do What I Do featuring Versus.
Never stopping, so in rhythm these days. Wild river slide with me down the shore, merging memory lane. Who said it never rained? 40 drops sprinkled me cold, hellin' on the bay. Favorite and I know it, so I clap my hand and show it. Hold it there and give thanks. Sold up in the moment is the seed that was planted. Seed that was planted by my mother and my granny and by those that came before me. I'm just trying to do what I do. They gave their soul to you. They gave their soul. You know just what to do, and left the place for you, place for you. Deliver, follow through, follow through. Do your thing, live love and light, just take flight, live love and light, life is weird. Do what I do,
do what I do,
what do 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 I do.
Oh, oh, I can feel you coming to another plane, but I gotta keep this range and it all changed. Gotta ride around and preach the word of me. You really need to know that you're all you need. Really need to know that you're all you need. Really need to know that you're all you need.
Thank you.
music here by Dave Grushin, The Colorado Trail. And before that, we heard a new release from an indie artist named Liv.E. That was her song Hoop Dreams. That album is available on Bandcamp and is pretty great. Very homemade sound, but great nonetheless. And before that, we heard Do What I Do by Swervy. And stay tuned for the Grateful Dead Hour coming up right now. Thanks so much for joining me this rainy night.
The next generation of DJs and news producers are now teenagers. Looking towards the future, KGNU is offering a 3-day youth radio workshop for teens 12 to 19 years old. From July 23rd, 24th, and 25th, we'll be teaching the ins and outs of broadcasting. Learn the technical expertise needed to become a DJ or news host. You'll acquire basic broadcast skills, including field recording, sound editing, as well as creating a news feature and or a radio drama. Grab a friend and sign up for KGNU's Youth Radio Workshop July 23rd, 24th, and 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Space is limited, so sign up soon. For more information at kgnu.org.
The Grateful Dead Hour is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by these local businesses. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, specializing in criminal defense and family law for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office can be reached by phone at 303-442-2166 and is located at 1733 Canyon Boulevard. And by Indian Peak Springwater, glacier-fed springwater from 10,000 feet for office or home use. Their telephone is 303-440-0432.
Grateful Dead!
Hand me my old guitar.
Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from Peter Shapiro's Day Glow Presents. The music of the Grateful Dead will ring out this summer in New York City's parks. On Thursday, July 19th, Joe Russo's Almost Dead plays Celebrate Brooklyn at the Prospect Park Band Shell. And on Wednesday, September 5th, Phil Lesh and the Terrapin Family Band return to the Central Park Summer Stage. Tickets and more info at bricartsmedia.org and cityparksfoundation.com/summerstage. And from the Capitol Theater and Garcia's in Port Chester, New York. Phil Lesh and the Terrapin Family Band perform with special guests Eric Krasno and Nikki Bloom at the Cap on Thursday, September 6th. Tickets are on sale now. Events, information, and ticketing at thecapitoltheater.com.
someone from